Initiative 502 passed in 2012, making recreational sales of cannabis legal in the state. However, PASCO put a ban on sales. Now they're reexamining that. Sales would only be allowed in certain commercial and industrial zones. And there are strict rules about how close they can be to schools and parks. In his opening remarks, City Manager Dave Zabel said the public has been split on allowing retail pot stores. Carl Holder owns a rentable building in PASCO. He thinks the downtown is in economic decline.
I would like to put a retail store there. I have a potential lessee that would put a business in there who's been successful in the Spokane area. It's a legal business. It doesn't have any history of drug addiction or homelessness or fentanyl or any of the rest of the stuff that people talk about.
Another business owner, Rolando Rodriguez, says he's not against a retail pot store, just not downtown.
Unopened marijuana shop, put in an industrial park.
Other opponents cited long lines blocking storefronts, parking problems, and crime. According to the Spokane Police Department, they have not seen a rise in crime correlated to legal pot sales in downtown Spokane. At PASCO City Council on October 11th, the City Council announced they will be discussing the matter at their next workshop and will announce a decision in the next 2 or 3 weeks. I'm Dori Luzo-Gilmore.